Friday events that we have for you, the activities that are going on. That event we just talked about, you'll hear more about with Terry Henney, what's happening at Johnson's Giant Pumpkin Farm, one of the things going on that you can enjoy this weekend. Another thing you can enjoy this weekend is another weekend of Zoo Boo, Merry, Not So Scary at the Children's Zoo at Celebration Square in Saginaw. This is actually the final weekend for Zoo Boo, going on today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Find out more, SaginawZoo.com. That's SaginawZoo.com. And find out how you can enjoy a safe and fun celebration of Halloween. Now, if you're looking for something a little bit more spooky, Factory of the Dead continues in downtown Saginaw. And Factory of the Dead, adhering to the safety issues of the day, and in a variety of ways, including you making your online appointment. And you can do so, factoryofthedead.com. That's factoryofthedead.com. Factory of the Dead this weekend is going on already. It is now into a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday mode between today and next week, Halloween weekend. In fact, Factory of the Dead will even extend the first two weekends into November. Factoryofthedead.com to find out more. An evening with dueling pianos is scheduled tonight at the State Theater in Bay City. And it's going to be with a cash bar opening at 6 and 7 o'clock for the actual performance. Find out more, statetheaterbaycity.com. That's statetheaterbaycity.com, theater with the R-E. And then tomorrow at the State Theater, ABBAmania. It's a tribute to the music of ABBA. And you can see that show starting at 7 o'clock. Again, statetheaterbaycity.com, Saturday evening. Back to Friday night from the Dow Event Center. It's live and interactive with Ben Seidman, camera tricks and more to be amazed and entertained. And it's going to be at 8 o'clock tonight. There's a limited capacity. You need to find out more by going to DowEventCenter.com. That's DowEventCenter.com for Ben Seidman tonight at the Dow Event Center. And speaking of the Dow Event Center, there's also going to be a special stream of consciousness performance with Colin Mockery and Brad Sherwood. That's tomorrow at 8 o'clock. An interactive experience, and it takes you being on a device. So you need to go to DowEventCenter.com to find out more about that for tomorrow night, Saturday night, at 8 o'clock. Saturday, the offering from the God's Helping Hands of Hemlock and Merrill, an outreach of the Zion Lutheran Church of Hemlock, is where there's a distribution of clothing and blankets and towels and household items to people in need in the area, plus a food pantry, too. Items are free to all who visit the God's Helping Hands of Hemlock and Merrill. It's the second and fourth Saturdays of every month, and tomorrow being the fourth Saturday of the month. Everyone's welcome. No requirements. It's first come, first serve, 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. at the God's Helping Hands of Hemlock and Merrill, the outreach of Zion Lutheran Church. And this is at the Zion Lutheran Church location of 17927 Dice Road, corner of Iva and Dice Roads in Hemlock. By the way, if you'd like to make some donations, you can do so, too, to help out those in need. Coming up on Sunday, it is the special offering, some St. George Byzantine Catholic Church on North Van Buren Road, North Van Buren in Bay City. It's a takeout-only dinner offering, the 51st Annual Hlupka, the Stuffed Cabbage Takeout Dinner. Serving from 11:30 a.m. until 4 p.m., complete dinner. The takeout dinner is $13 per person or two for $25. Also a special bake sale and a 50-50 raffle as well to help out the St. George Byzantine Catholic Church on North Van Buren in Bay City Sunday. That takeout dinner from 11:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Next week starts the Saginaw Japan Week with all kinds of activities associated with the Japanese Cultural Center in Saginaw. Special greetings and special welcomes, special presentations, special ceremonies. Complete schedule is available if you go online to JapaneseCulturalCenter.org to find out more. JapaneseCulturalCenter.org. All starts on Monday, October 26th, running through Sunday, November the 1st. And the Michigan Heroes Museum continues to host its special display, recognizing the 75th anniversary of the end of World War II, a display that's been running since the summer and continuing until October 31st. So you have another week still to have a chance to honor and understand those who served, with displays containing the stories of the Michigan men and women who served during World War II, with uniforms and items and stories all on display. The Michigan Heroes Museum, open 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. daily, 1250 Weiss Street in Frankenmuth. And that's $7 general admission, seniors $6, and students through high school $3, 5 and under get in free. Some of the events and some of the activities, some of the goings on. There's much more we know than this, and we hope that you'll discover something that you can do and enjoy in the Great Lakes Bay region this weekend.